Does that make me the a-hole? Should I have told her or done something different in the whole situation? Yeah, you should have went to HR. Oh my God. Like, do people not have common sense? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I don't know if y'all have been following me on Instagram. Be sure to give me a follow. Dare Taylor Official with the little blue check mark. My air conditioning has been out for about a week and I scheduled some really incredible guests. Unfortunately, it is 83 degrees here in the podcast studio. So instead of making them suffer, I decided we should just read some more Reddit stories. You all love these anyways. So I just thought, like, let's get right into it. Let's read some Reddit stories. Let's talk about it. Let's judge them. Let's decide if we would madurter them or not madurter them. I'm not wearing a Catherine Delish robe because it's just too hot. It's so hot in here. I'm melting. So if my face starts melting throughout this video, you'll know why. But let's get right to it. Got an itch on my nose. Yeah. Oh, some of these titles, man. They're great. Am I the a-hole for being petty with my parents about my house? Aww. Let's take a deeper look, shall we? So I, 20 male, have been living in a one-bedroom, one-bath house on my parents' property for a year and a half now with cheap rent. The original deal was for me to stay until I was ready to move out or until me and my girlfriend marry. About a half a year ago, they changed up and said that at the end of the summer, I'd have to get my own apartment so my sister, 17 female, could move in. This was not the original plan, so I'd basically renovated the entire house to make it as comfortable as possible for me. Everything except for the oven, dryer, and washing machine was either bought by me or someone gifted to me. Because of all this stuff is mine, I recently began to start moving things out gradually. Bookshelves, bed, one of the AC units, my trophy stands, etc. All I have left in this house is my TV, work desk, which will be moved by the end of the week, my couch, fridge, and microwave. Yesterday, my parents entered my house while I was at work without asking or anything, and then waited until I got home and argued with me about taking all the stuff out of the house. I argued with them as they said I couldn't take all this stuff because then my sister would have nothing for when she moves in. What is happening? Wait, what? So the parents just want all the stuff that you bought and they just want to give it to your sister? That sounds fair. That totally sounds fair. I told them that since I either paid for everything or had the items gifted to me, that they were mine to do with what I please. They called me an asshole because now my sister has nothing for the house and will have to buy everything while she makes barely any money. That's not your problem. What do they think? You would just leave it for her? These parents, they're Delulu. I told them that was not my problem. Exactly. Yes. I love when I predict what's coming up next on Reddit. Yes. It is not your problem. Yeah. Say it again, OP. I told them that that was not my problem, but was there since they decided to change everything up last second, screwing me over, especially while I also struggled with money because I had truck payments and bills. They continued to call me names and say I was being petty and an asshole for those before leaving. However, I don't think I'm the asshole for taking my stuff with me. For context, they're normally really amazing parents, but the whole ordeal with the house was the worst I've ever seen them. So am I the a-hole? Personally, I don't think you are. I am very curious, like, why they thought that the sister was just going to inherit all of your stuff and you were just going to, like, move out and be like, la la la, I guess I'll leave my refrigerator, my microwave, my bookshelf, my computer, my desk, my trophy shelf, my... I'm trying to think of everything else you listed. But, yeah, wild. Very confusing that they thought you were just going to be like, okay, buy all of my things. Very strange. Let's see what Reddit deems you. This is from 3 days ago, and it looks like you are not the a-hole. Let's see. Jim Froggy says, you didn't renovate a house that wasn't yours. You furnished it. Why would anyone be upset that you're moving your belongings out of a home you're being evicted from? That doesn't add up. Yeah, right? It's very confusing. OP responds to that saying, I had also repainted the walls and had the carpet replaced, but that's something I can't take with me. Yeah, you can't. You don't want to take the carpet with you. Nice. Then someone replies to that, not with that attitude, you can't. I mean, sure, you could take the carpet, but why? Why would you take the carpet? That doesn't, yeah, no. FYI, carpet can be bound around the edges to create an area rug. Oh. Reddit. You learn something new every day. Petty me would have removed the carpet too. Could you imagine? Like, if they're being that big of jerks to you, you're like, oh, okay. Like, you're not gonna let me take everything? Okay, let me just cut the carpet out and take the carpet with too. And like, strips the paint off the walls, puts it back into the bucket and leaves. Which is not possible. But yeah, I don't think you're the a-hole at all. I think your parents are just having a moment. Man, I'd love an update on this. This was only posted 3 days ago, so it doesn't look like there's an update. Huh. There is a bit of clarification from OP where they say most of the items were gifted by grandparents or their birth mother. The parents in this situation of that own the home are their father and stepmother. The sister is a half-sibling. So sounds like there's a little bit of favoritism, which I despise. Honestly, I say take the carpet out, be petty, double down on the petty. You are not the a-hole. I would not madurter your parents, though, either. Like, if we're doing our game that we normally play where it's, like, to madurter them or to not to, I don't think it's worth madurtering them. I think it's worth maybe, like, a conversation, I guess, because, like, what is going on? Why would you give up all your gifted furniture? It's weird. I'd be like, yeah, question, why? But anyways, that's my thought. To not madurter, but just be like, what? Huh? Ooh, here we go. Am I the a-hole for not knowing how to do adult things? Let's dive in. I guess this is more of an am I the idiot, but I'm 29, NB, female. Okay, so non-binary female. And just started financing a car for the first time. My previous cars were old and bought outright. I've had to call several places to adjust insurance, make sure payments are set up, etc. And every single representative on the phone has been rude as hell, as they normally are. The people from my bank seemed especially perplexed and pissed off about having to set up a wire transfer for me. It's something I've never done before, but I've had all the information in front of me. Still, the woman on the phone immediately caught an attitude and said she couldn't do it without physical instructions in front of her, and then proceeded to just take the information and process it anyways. So I called the dealership because I got no confirmation that they received the wire payment, and the woman on the phone was like, I mean, I think they'd call you if there was an issue, right? And I responded, oh, do you think they would? Okay, then. She just said, yeah, they would. Then silence on her end, so I thanked her and ended the call. But I've also had the same issue with making doctor's appointments at two different places. The front desk staff just treat you like a complete dipshit for not personally being the middleman between them and the insurance. I used to do customer service over the phone, and personally, I just always carried a more reassuring tone and didn't assume everyone already knew something, because why would they if they were calling? I was even going over it with my partner and how would I have rephrased some of the interactions I had with these representatives, and if it were me taking the call. Am I the idiot? Am I the asshole customer? It just feels like I'm missing some info everyone else must have. That's incredible, because I feel like lately, anytime I've had to call in somewhere, I've had these same problems where everyone just acts like you're just automatically supposed to know things. Like, for example, finances. You're just automatically supposed to know, like, your finances as an adult. Like, yes, it's our responsibility to learn, but they don't teach you that in high school or college anywhere. You're just, like, expected to be like, yep, pay your bills. This is how credit works. This is how you get a loan. Like, you're expected to figure it out. And it's so confusing. Like, I wish they would actually teach us that in school. Like, I'm not saying other things in school aren't as important, but, like, wouldn't it be cool to, like, I don't know, learn some of this stuff? And also, yeah, like, customer service people are such, like, it's totally hit and miss. Like, there's been times where I'll call, like, a bug spraying service, and they're, like, the most delightful people on the phone. They're super nice. They have a lot of, like, patience. And then there's other times where they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, ah, I just want, like, the mosquitoes to, like, not eat me alive when I go outside, please. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, I don't think you did anything wrong. I think it's okay to ask questions, especially if you don't know. Yeah, I don't think you're an idiot. Let me see. Top commenter says, you might be more of an adult than you think. Keep paying cash for cars and you won't be like your broke friends. Wait, do your friends not have cars? Okay. Another commenter says, not the a-hole. Customer service experiences are getting worse across the board. It seems rare nowadays to find helpful people to speak with. Seems like everybody has an attitude. Aw, that's so sad. Yeah, that seems to be the majority of the top comments is like, it seems like everybody you talk to has an attitude problem. It's actually probably, wait, this is a unique take. If it seems like everybody you talk to has an attitude problem, it's actually probably you that has an attitude problem. Just FYI. Interesting. Okay, so maybe not all the comments, the top comments are the same. But a lot of the top comments say that customer service has gotten worse. So, you know, I don't know. I think, I don't think you're the a-hole or the idiot. And I wouldn't murder you. Like, sure, it'd be a little annoying to talk to someone. When you, like, you have to imagine that you're picking up the phone, like, every 30 seconds and you're answering probably the same 6 or 7 questions over and over again all day if that's your job. But also, like, it's okay to have a little bit of patience with people, you know? Like, just, you know, remember that it's their first time, maybe. You don't know. Just have some patience. Customer service people, try your best, you know? So, I deem you to not be madurdered because it sounds like you're just figuring stuff out. And I think it's okay to talk to people to try to figure it out. Am I the a-hole for telling my mom that my dad wanted to divorce her before he died? My dad, 22, passed away almost a year ago now. My parents didn't really get along because my mom would always involve her family in everything. Any marital issues, she'd tell her mom, aka my grandmother, and then they would just automatically blame my dad. Oof. So he died, and I was really close with my dad. Oh, I'm so sorry. And I have an older brother, male 26, who tends to yell at me a lot. He's really narcissistic and yells almost every day. We get into a lot of arguments. The last week or so, we've been arguing on and off. The main issue has to do with the extra car that we have. Since my dad passed, we have an extra car, which is basically it went to me. I paid some installments, not all, from student scholarship money. I pay all maintenance and gas, though. This is just a new adjustment since dad died. So we've been having arguments that stem mainly over him, just overall being more organized and considerate. I'll mention a few examples so you understand. One, I got a kitten a few weeks ago. Yes, she was a last minute decision. My mom knew she was okay. Brother didn't, since I knew he would not let me if I asked him. But he ended warming up to her. He doesn't let the kitten come downstairs. He uses minoxidil. Is he like allergic maybe or something? Interesting that you'd have to ask your brother. I'm a little confused on that and like why we're getting all this lore, but that's okay. So our argument was that he needs to put his minoxidil in his bathroom. He has his own bathroom, but keeps it all over the house, a bunch of bottles. And I think that's just stupid to keep your shit in your room. Okay. Even his underwear are in the entryway. Oh, yeah. His hospital dirty scrubs are thrown onto the couches. His room is full of dirty dishes. And it was like this years before dad died. Oh, so he's messy. I don't like it. Two, was this past weekend or so, we argued about the car I drive and how I want him to at least ask me before taking it since I fill out gas and I work 40 hours a week. The drive is 2 hours round trip. I'd appreciate if he could just take his own car since it's hard to fill up gas during the weekdays when I leave early and come back so late. He said, I have no right to ask him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it sounds like you both have like a little bit of banters back and forth as siblings do, but primarily let's get back to the car. So these are just some recent arguments. Whenever they happen, he calls my mom's side of the family who live in a different country and talk about the most disgusting shit about me. What? I'm talking cussing me out, saying nasty words in my native language, etc. And my mom and them will always side with him no matter what. Oh, no. So they side with the brother over you? Oh, no. This is not good. Today I came from work and my mom said I started arguments all the time, to which I said, there's no way you're saying that. Extra context, every couple weeks, my brother has a large mental breakdown and blames my mom for my dad's death in a very harsh way. Yelling, screaming, throwing things around, you name it. Oh my gosh, you need to move out, OP. This is a lot. So I told her what I always tell her. You'll side with him always. And then she said she wants me on meds because I'm bipolar and have mood swings. This is okay. Honestly, when I heard that, was on the verge of laughing because I've gone from 6 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. every day You don't even see me. How am I having mood swings? Meanwhile, my brother keeps her up all night talking about how irresponsible my mom was with my dad's life and all this crap. He literally abuses her verbally and me too, but she sides with him. So I told her, I'm moving out when I graduate in December because you both are too much for me. Every day there's new issues and I'm always the center of it somehow. Dad was sick of it too and he told me the last month before he died he wanted to divorce you. Oh, that's so bad. Okay, okay. Let's take a second to like break this all down. Okay. So you're in a bit of a toxic situation, right? But it doesn't mean you have to get on the level of the toxicity. And it sounds like your mom is kind of going through it too a little bit and just doesn't know how to problem solve or deal with these situations and how to put them in like a good, safe place, for lack of a better term. Yeah, that's so messy. Yeah, I don't know that you should have told your mom that. I think that's kind of messed up because now you're getting on their level, in my opinion. But let's continue. Like, I know it was harsh, but it's very much so true. My mom would yell at my dad all the time. She and him never got along and always had arguments. She was disrespectful towards him, putting up her middle finger, talking shit about him to my family, and cussing him out nearly every day. My dad supported us financially and he loved my brother and I so much. He wanted our education to be number one and he would literally sleep in a separate room to avoid my mom too. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. And yeah, like to be honest, I don't really like my mom because my aunt, her older sister, oh my gosh, molested me my whole childhood and her whole family knew and gaslit me with religion and they defended her to this day. She never believed me, which hurt. Oh my gosh. Whoa. But I know what he said was very harsh. Again, there's a lot more context in my family, but this would go on for a whole book. Wow. Okay, OP. First of all, get out of this situation. This is awful. I am so sorry you're going through this. This is like, wow. This is a lot to take in. Yeah, get as soon as you can, get yourself out of this situation. I know it's got to be tough because you said you talked about graduating. I don't know how old are you. Did you ever say? I don't think you ever said. Yikes. It doesn't say. I know your brother's 26, but as soon as you graduate and as soon as you can, try to find like another support system because this is so sad. This is a lot. They're not treating you well. The gossiping behind, you know, like to other family members is not great. But I don't know that like the point of your would I be the a-hole was telling your mom that like the dad wanted a divorce. So I don't know. I don't know. This is chat. What are we thinking? What are we thinking, chat? I want to read through some of the comments. Top comment says, not gonna lie, as soon as possible, get the car in your name, get the car's title in your name. Give the kitten to a friend for now. Would it be possible to room with a friend till December? Offer to pay what you can to get out of your abusive living situation. Yeah, I 100% agree. I agree. Okay, another top comment. Okay, moving for you will be the best thing you can do. You told your mom you're moving and your mother and brother stand up for each other and not you. Your brother is staying there with your mom, so she'll need him to take care of her. Why does your brother always have keys to your car, especially when you're the one who's making payments? You need to get the title signed over to you or quit making payments or maintenance. It's going to be all for nothing when you leave. You must save or move where there is decent public transportation. Yeah, if you don't take the car. Very bad coping skills and immature emotional outbursts for everyone in your household. I'm sorry your family didn't keep you safe as a child and acts like they do. Yeah, truly. I 100% agree with this comment. To deal with the emotional abuse and not pass it on, you may need to look into therapy. Yeah, and group therapy. You can also seek it from your college. The trauma is a lot for one person healthily to deal with. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and OP responds to this. Yes, I've tried to hide keys, but my brother gets very angry and my mom sides with him. It's really crazy how he gaslights everything I have to say. I started some free therapy with school, but after a few sessions, they said that's all they can get for free. So I need to save up and hopefully get a full-time job so I can move out and get proper therapy. Ugh, oh my gosh. That's so sad. I am so sorry, OP. Yeah, I think everybody in the comment section actually like really had great suggestions, like getting the car title in your name. So that way, like if and when you can move out, the car then becomes yours instead of like you having to leave it behind. That's really great advice. And obviously like the therapy as well. I think the first thing you have to prioritize is getting yourself out of that situation, because it is not good for you. And I'm so sorry you've gone through all that. That is a lot to take in. Ugh, you poor thing. It makes me so sad, like thinking, like, as somebody who also at that point in my life was really going through it and was like emotionally abused, it's so sad to hear that like people still are like this in this world. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm so far removed from like what I went through when I was that age that like I kind of forget that, you know, the cycle of trauma and the cycle of abuse still happens for other people. Like, they're still in it. They're not out of it. But man, it's like you think people would try to be better with now like normalizing therapy and like normalizing like mental health and like working on yourself and like work-life balance. And oh, that's rough. So I'm really sorry you're going through that. And I wish the best for you. I hope you can get out of that situation. I hope there's an update in like 5 years and you are moved on from it and you're better from it and you're like doing bigger and better things. I hope that for you. Sending positive vibes. Am I the a-hole for telling my boyfriend I'm not a cheater? My boyfriend, 24 male, and I, 23 female, have been dating for 5 months. We just made things official recently. The other day, we were revisiting a conversation about deal breakers. Cheating was at the top of both of our lists. Well, duh. Nobody's like, you know what? Cheating is cool with me. I'm okay with cheating. Cheating and I are like, nobody says that. But okay, sure. You're young. I get it. When we got to the whys of each other's deal breaker, he said that he loves me and wouldn't want to do anything that could hurt me for the cheating one. My response was, I'm not a cheater. Goes against my ethics. For context, I've been cheated on before. I even took an ex back after he begged for another chance, which ended up being one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made because he kept up with the infidelity. Wow. That's yikes. Like, why? Why cheat? Just leave. Just end the relationship. It's not hard. Well, I mean, it's hard, but like, just end the relationship. Don't cheat. Like, ugh. Let me see. I'm not a person who seeks revenge, so I wouldn't cheat to get back at my partner either. To me, a relationship automatically ends the moment my partner has made the decision to cheat. After I explained my reasoning, my boyfriend looked surprised and said, "That's it?" I asked, "Yeah." Wasn't that a good enough answer? He replied, "I mean, yes, but you didn't mention anything about me." I said, I obviously love you, but if I were dating someone else instead of you, my answer would be the same. When I choose to be with someone consciously, I don't wander and I'm simply not a cheater. He responded with, all right, and started sulking. I get the feeling he was expecting me to talk in detail about how much I love him specifically and how that's why I wouldn't cheat on him. Since this incident, he's been a bit distant. Ooh, I don't think my answer was wrong. To me, not cheating is a matter of personal values and character. Not just feelings. If anything, I'd rather be with someone who doesn't cheat because it's against their principles than someone who just only stays faithful because they're currently in love. So, Reddit, am I the a-hole? I don't think you are. Like, if someone said this to me, let me put myself in this perspective, okay? So, like, we're at lunch, we're having a good time, and I'm like, listen, cheating is a deal breaker. Oh my God, me too. Crazy. High five. So, I wouldn't cheat because I'm absolutely in love with you. Oh, great. Well, I wouldn't cheat because it's not in my principles. I don't think there's anything wrong with either of the things you both said, in my opinion. I think they're both fine. They're both good responses. And I think you both, you know, being upfront about like deal breakers, I think that's like very mature as well. But I think it's a little weird that he's like, it's not about me. I want all of our conversations to be about me, which is not what he said. But like, you're not going to say that you wouldn't cheat on me and it's not going to be specific to me. Like, that's a little weird that he's like sulking about that. Because like, I don't know that I would like get butthurt about that. I don't know. I'm trying to like take this all in. I'm a little bit like, huh, how would I? Huh. You know, like, I don't think you're the a-hole and I don't think he is either. I think he's just being sensitive. He's just having a moment. But let's see what the comments have to say. Top comment. Not the a-hole. I agree with you. He doesn't cheat because he loves you. But what would happen if that changes? Wouldn't he be a cheater then? If you're morally against it, that shouldn't change. Love can. Oh, interesting. Way to flip the narrative, top commenter. Interesting. Ooh, another comment below this says, exactly 6 months ago, he didn't even know her. What was his motivation like then? Oh, interesting. Okay, now we're kind of like villainizing the guy now, which is, okay, I don't know that I agree with. Let me see. Not the a-hole, but I think what he was looking for is some acknowledgement that your cheating would hurt him. That's why he was weird about your answer, because it might have came off to him as, I don't care what effect cheating would have on you. I care about how it would make me feel dirty. Okay. I don't know. Let me know in the comment section down below if you feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're like looking too far into this. Like, I think he's being a little sensitive, a little butthurt. Just don't cheat. Like, I don't, like, I don't know. Is there, like, am I DeLulu on this? Am I DeLulu on this? Because, like, I don't think he's in the wrong and I don't think she's in the wrong. I just feel like him getting, like, a little butthurt about it. It's, like, a little, like, okay, calm down. But I don't think it makes him wrong. I don't know. It sounds like you both need to, like, talk a little bit more and be like, hey, why are you sulking about this? Like, tell me a little bit more why. Or did they say? He responded with all right and started sulking. Yeah, it sounds like you both need to have a follow-up chat. That's what I deem you both not the a-hole, but y'all need to talk a little bit more because it's only been 6 months. Like, let's chill a little bit. Oh, no, we have to read this one. Am I the a-hole for not telling my girlfriend our boss offered me head? Oh, my God. Okay, this is spicy. Let's go. Okay, I'm sorry if this is a little unorganized. My mind is a bit all over the place trying to figure this out. For context, my girlfriend, Jen, and I work together in a big box department store. Recently, they put a new manager, Katie, in charge, and she has become increasingly inappropriate with me. Ooh, HR, talk to HR. Go straight to HR literally right now. Tell your girlfriend, go to HR. There you go. You're welcome. It started out small, like little comments about my appearance and stuff like that. Then Katie would start taking time to find me in the back when I was back stalking and touching me, just like a hand on my shoulder, things like that. I don't like it. That's how it always starts. Well, I've got a story. I'll come back to this. I got a story about like people touching when you're in the workplace. Let me come back to that. This led to a big fight between Jen and I. People we work with had told her about this flirtatious behavior, and she was rightfully pissed. I promised her I would nip this behavior in the bud and reassure her that she is the only woman I want. Fast forward to a couple weeks, Katie is texting me, asking me if I would be able to open to come in early to help set up. Then she texts me saying she had always found me attractive. Not to tell Jen, but if I was ever in the mood, she was down for head. She put this in writing? In writing. HR. HR, HR, HR. Where the hell is HR? At this point, I didn't know what to do because the last fight we had over this was pretty toxic. I never ended up replying and even thought I should have said something, and I didn't. I was afraid to rock the boat, and because of the potential confrontations between Jen and our boss, as well as the potential for HR getting involved, was the last thing I wanted to do. What do you mean? What do you mean? Get HR involved. She can be fired. They can bring in somebody else. What do you mean? Get HR. Get HR. Oh my gosh. I have a story to deal with this too. Oh my gosh. We're gonna have some story times after this. I got two stories about. Oh my gosh. So I deleted the text messages and pretended nothing was said. What is wrong with you? Why would you not keep the text messages? Why? Oh my gosh. Okay, for anybody listening, if your boss or anyone in your, well, I mean, I guess this pertains to like your boss situation, but never, never delete text messages. Never. You hang on to that till you die. You grip that so hard in your hand and you hang on to that because you never know, especially if it's unsolicited. I mean, if it's solicited, then like do what you want. But like it's completely unsolicited. Unasked for. Yeah. In the workplace? What is wrong with you? Hang on to that. I can't even. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Well, about a month after that, my girlfriend and I were drinking and she asked if she could go through my phone. Okay. At this point, I wasn't even thinking about those texts and I'm not cheating and I have nothing to hide. So I said, yes. Next thing you know, she throws the phone at me and is accusing me of cheating. I see she has my recently deleted texts pulled up. Now, no matter what I say, she has her mind made up that I cheated. I've tried explaining my side of the story, but she thinks that there is more to it than that. She's been staying with her sister, and we're trying to work it out. Woof, she just refuses to believe me. I'm having a hard time feeling like I have to defend my actions, even though I didn't cheat. I've told her sorry, but after the first fight over this, which was really bad, I didn't want to raise the issue with her again, and I didn't feel like she needed to know. You didn't feel like she needed to know that your boss is sexually harassing you? Oh my god, like, oh my gosh, this is bad. Why didn't you ask Reddit when it first happened? Why didn't you put it up on Reddit when it first happened? Oof. Does that make me the a-hole? Should I have told her or done something different in the whole situation? Yeah, you should have went to HR. Oh my god. Like, do people not have common sense? Do people not, like, I get that, like, it could rock the boat and there's a lot of people that have fear of confrontation, but now you lost your girlfriend over it. But, you know, the other thing with Reddit that we have to remember, everybody watching this video with me, we have to remember that sometimes our narrators on Reddit are not telling the truth. They're not always truthful. We can't trust the narrators, the original, the OPs. We can't trust them. You want to know why? Because all of this could be lies and he could have been messaging back that boss. You know what I mean? Like, he totally could have been flirting with that boss and we will never know. We'll never know unless the girlfriend comes forward. Because, like, what else did she see in the deleted text message folder? You know what I mean? Because, like, hear me out. If all she saw was like, hey, you want to come open? Also, I'm attracted to you and I want to give you head in the back room. Why would she think he's cheating if she saw the context of the messages? Oh, wait. Also, is this manager, like, really hot or something? Because, like, why is your girlfriend so bothered? I don't know. Not that hotness matters. Not that hotness matters. But, like, I don't know. Something fishy's going on around here. All right. Top commenter says, you sound very non-confrontational, and that's causing serious problems in your life. That's what I said. Thank you, Reddit. I feel validated. This is exactly the kind of thing you go to HR for. Yas. Not bury away from everyone, including your girlfriend. You're literally being sexually harassed. Yes. Thank you, Reddit. I will not call you an asshole, but you are not smart. Hey, I like that. If he still has the text, he can still inform HR and try to make it right. Yes. Yes. Another top comment says, yeah, sucks to call a victim the asshole, but he's definitely a victim of sexual harassment. But like you said, hopefully everything will go away if you ignore it enough and then get all upset when it shockingly doesn't go away. That's very true. Yeah. What you thinking, OP? What were you thinking? Exactly. As much as he would have told the girlfriend. Oh, wait, hang on. Another comment says, exactly. As much as he should have told the girlfriend, also kind of sucks she's downplaying her boyfriend being sexually harassed. Right. But like, why did she open up the recently deleted text messages and jump to the conclusion that he is cheating? Like, I'm not trying to victim blame here. I'm not trying to victim blame, but like, what else did she see? What else did she see? Another comment says, a big box store is more likely to replace the easily replaceable employee than they are to fire a manager. His only saving grace is that he has this in writing and that he's being sexually harassed. But does he have the money to back it up in court? Oof. Then someone comments that if he has texts from her offering to suck his dick, AKA proof, the big box store is not going to get rid of him over the sexually harassing manager. It would be very easy to hold them legally responsible and they would get sued to the high heavens. It would be very easy to find a lawyer who would take their fee out of his court settlement. Interesting. Okay. Another comment. I think the issue is that even if he went to HR, is it in writing? HR isn't there to help you. They're there to protect the company. So the likelihood of this getting swept under the rug and the boss getting a slap on the wrist is super likely, which would cause the boss and her friends in the company to look down on OP. Interesting. HR is there to protect the company? I thought HR was like neutral parties. I need to read a book, y'all. I did not know that. Okay. Should I Google that? Do I need to do some research? Because I thought HR was ultimately there to keep the employee and manager, like, balance and company balance safe. Human resources. Chrissy. Should I bring in Chrissy? What is HR? I don't think she's going to come. She can't hear me. That'd be really funny, though. Chrissy Cam. Wait, should I call her? Let me call her. Where's she at? Where's she at? Where's she at? Where is Chrissy at? Like, why Google when I can just call my HR? Hey.
Hello.
I know you're in the other room and you're busy working.
Sorry, I threw a box.
No, it's fine.
Too loud.
I just no, okay. You're great. I just have I have a question while I'm filming. So is HR in a company, it's solely there to like protect the employee and like manager balance, right? Or is it actually there just to protect the company?
It's both. It's human resources. Like, you have to be certified to be a human resources director. Mm. So you have to study, take tests. It's kind of like just shy of passing the bar, for example, but you're there to, like, not mediate, but you're there to make sure that the company is protected, yes, and is following all protocol and abided by all laws. Hmm. And you're also making sure that it's mainly for the company. It does protect, like, the employees, because we, you know, like, if you were to come to a company and be like, oh, well, I have all this record of all these things that, like, I can sue the company for, they could take a look at it and tell you, like, oh, no, actually, this isn't legal, this isn't that, because there's company lawyers, which are different. But human resources is to make sure that, like, the employees are up to date with their sexual harassment, like, you know, you gotta take a class, and that they fill out their paperwork appropriately for payroll and tax stuff, and making sure that they're getting their, you know, they're not being harassed on the job, and they're not being, right. You know, assaulted or like, you know, harassed, or kind of like, because if like a boss kind of comes and says, or, you know, like, you go to human resources when you feel like, oh, I think my boss is taking advantage of me, or my boss isn't listening to me, or my boss is commenting on me right. The skirt that I chose to wear today. And then based off of the company policies, they just make sure that those are like, in, you know, they're more to protect the company, but shit. They are there to protect the employees, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Noted. Why? I'm just reading a Reddit story, and somebody replied to one of the stories just being like, HR could just fire, because that's exactly what happened in the story, is that an employee was being sexually harassed by their boss, and they're scared to go to HR because they didn't want to rock the boat. And people in the comments section were saying, like, it's better to not go to HR because HR is going to protect the company. And I was like, that's not true. Hang on, let me call my HR. So I'm calling you.
They are, and you have to, you go there first to like at least document it.
Oh.
Now, people say don't go to HR because, yes, their best interest is the company. But if you go to HR and you have proof and you have whatnot, like, they could fire you, but then it'd be like discrimination. Regardless, the employee needs to go to a lawyer and seek legal advice first.
Gotcha.
Because if you do that, they'll get the consultation that they need to be like, you're going to take this and this action. But you should always have everything written documentation, because it goes verbal, then written. Verbal is also written, by the way. It's documented that it's our first verbal thing. Then you document things. And like, companies sometimes will settle if they're like, oh, you have all this proof, we'd rather you not sue us, we're just going to cut you a check for $50,000 here's your severance and let you go. And then you sign something basically saying, I cannot sue or go after the company, I received a severance and a payout, basically a settlement. So yes, they're protecting the company, and it's always best to go to outside of that. Now, it depends. Is it a big company or corporations with tons, like a huge legal team, or is it like a small mom and pop? That's where things get
that's where things get muddled, huh? Okay, well, interesting.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd check up on our HR and see. Just be like, wait, I thought HR was there to protect all parties, but it sounds like it kind of is and it kind of isn't. So,
it kind of is and kind of isn't. They want to protect the company because that's what they're hired for.
I hate that.
And
okay.
It depends on, I know. It sucks, but that's why I'm very much like, we need contracts. You have people sign things.
Don't tell the people that. Don't tell the people that on the podcast. Okay, anyways, I just phoned my friend for the episode, so I'm going to hang up and I'll see you when I'm done with this. Bye.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Shoot. Okay, so HR won't have your back, essentially. Well, I mean, they should, but like, damn. Okay, well, now that we phoned a friend, we pretend Chrissy is HR. Don't get it twisted, but she knows a lot about that stuff. So anyways, wait, oh my God, the next comment literally says, I work in HR. I could have just read that instead of calling Chrissy. Wait, what does it say? Hang on. Okay, the next comment says, I work in HR. HR is there to protect the company, yes, but if you have someone who's sexually harassing their employee, that's a liability to the company. Any decent HR would take it seriously, even if you don't have the actual text messages still, which sounds like he does, that being flagged to HR can be really useful. I know not all HRs function in that way. I know, but this whole HR isn't there for you, so don't report it. Shit is such Reddit trash, and it's going to ruin a lot of people's lives. Whoa! Okay, this is really changing my perspective. So it's not all doom and gloom. But this could be just some random person saying that they're in HR. You know what I mean? Like, this random person would just be like, I work in HR, when they don't. So HR is there to protect the company. So find a way to present it to HR in a way that where they realize they fucking need to protect themselves by getting rid of this huge liability. People should also be careful about going to HR and trying to figure out what type of HR they have. But the advice to not go to them is all toxic Reddit bullshit. I would fire the fuck out of this lady, and so would every director I've worked with. Even the shittier ones would acknowledge this is too far. As HR, I want to know, I want a safe environment for my employees. I will find ways to dress it in a liability if I need to go up against a director or a bigger boss. And it will honestly be fairly easy to get her fired, even if it's more toxic HR, because she's a woman doing this to a man. Oof. Okay. Don't trust HR doesn't mean don't go to them. Stop avoiding HR and use them. Period. Okay. So what do we learn from this? Go to HR. Documentation. Keep it all written down and call Chrissy for legal advice. I'm kidding. Don't call Chrissy for legal advice. Okay, so my two stories are, I actually had a conversation with somebody because they worked on a bar setting, and they would let people, touch them, and they wouldn't have an issue with it. And like, their main excuse was like, oh, I let people touch me because I want people to keep coming back to the bar. And I flat out like told them like, hey, I understand that you work in a bar, but on the flip side, it's like, you have to understand that like, you get to set the boundary, and like, you don't have to be confrontational about being like, hey, you can just come up and chat with me. You don't have to touch me, you know, like, or you could just say like, hey, I don't really like it when people touch me, but I would love to talk to you. You know, there's always like a great way to sandwich any confrontation, you know, like the bread and then there's stuff in the middle. You could start them with a compliment in the middle, be like, oh my gosh, hey, it's so nice to see you. Compliment. I would appreciate, though, when you talk to me, if you don't touch me. I just personally don't really like it. But sandwich the other end of the bread. But I would love to help you with XYZ. You know what I mean? It's like, because the minute you let people do something that makes you uncomfortable, obviously, if you don't care if people touch you, go ham. But like, if it makes you uncomfortable and it's making your work environment, or like where you're at, or like the relationship you have with that person, making you uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, why am I stuttering so much? If it's making you uncomfortable, you should try to practice saying that and like vocalize. You shouldn't try. You should practice vocalizing it in the mirror to yourself, and then say it to that person if it's making you uncomfortable. That's my speech. And I feel like if OP would have like started the conversations with that, just being like, oh, hey, yeah, it is so nice to see you, manager. I'd appreciate though if you didn't touch me while we're at work. It just makes me a little uncomfortable. Thank you. You know, and then if the boss is going to write you up for being like, hey, that employee said I can't touch them. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, let's not be ridiculous. But my other story is like, I actually went to HR for a big company that I worked for, like a long time ago. No one will be able to guess what this is. Don't try though. I went to HR and they completely didn't back me. So it kind of makes sense that there's like this Reddit bullshit, as that one commenter said, that like HR will not help you. But unfortunately for me, I did not have proof that this person was actually sexually harassing me on the clock, because it was, there was physical tangible proof. Long story long, somebody printed out pictures of me and threw them into a break space to try to like embarrass me and to try to like get people to not like me. And two people that worked in that space actually witnessed and overheard them admitting to doing it. And instead of like doubling down and like going and doing the right thing, like if you are ever a witness to sexual harassment, report it. I don't know why people didn't. I don't know why they would not. But they refused to come forward, even though they privately confided in me that they knew exactly who did it because they admitted it. I told them, like, please go talk to management, because it would help build the case that this person is attacking me while at work and making it an uncomfortable workplace for me. So I'd appreciate if you said something. And of course, those two people didn't come forward. They didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. So when I presented it to HR, they blatantly basically looked at me and said that I was asking for it. I've never told this story on camera before. This is weird. They told me I was asking for it. So, and HR was a woman and she wouldn't even side with me. So, to that establishment, get f***ed. Sorry. Pardon me. But yeah, it was a very crazy situation. And it definitely made me not ever want to go to HR and not ever want to like speak up when I was bullied at, you know, in the workplace. But yeah, I am bigger and better than it now. It doesn't really bother me. I just kind of wish I would have done something further about it because like I could have sought legal help. But again, without somebody like coming forward and really being like, yeah, I overheard this person, blah, blah, blah. It makes things a little complicated. But anyways, those are my two stories on this that Reddit feed story. Let me know what you guys think. I would love for us to talk about HR in the comment section down below. Is what Chrissy said valid? I'm assuming it's valid because Chrissy knows more about it than I. But is there something that we're missing? Like, is, I don't know. Let's talk about that story in the comments. I'm curious what you all were thinking. And yeah, thank you all so much for joining me on this Delulu episode. There'll probably be a couple more Reddit episodes just because, again, my air conditioning's out and I don't want to subject my guests to this heat. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy these as much as I do. I am looking for more. So be sure to DM some Reddit stories to me on the Delulu Canoe podcast on Instagram. I would absolutely love to read more of these for you because they tickle my brain. They tickle my problem solving skills. And I love them. They're fun. They're entertaining. You know, like I got some drama in my life. I don't want to talk about it, but I'll talk about other people's drama. And hey, remember to say Delulu because it's the Delulu and check out our Delulu merch. Get yourself some stuff. There's some really cute things on there. Okay. Bye friends. Mwah. Yeah.